This is Kathy Lipton, Executive Editor of the Economic Research Service's Amber Waves magazine. Joining me today is Rosanna Mensah Morrison, one of the authors of the article, Will Calorie Labeling in Restaurants Make a Difference, in the March issue of Amber Waves. Rosanna, thanks for talking with me today.
Welcome.
We're all very familiar with nutrition labeling on the foods that we purchase at the grocery store. We see the nutrition facts labels on the back of cans, for example. But a new law will require some restaurants to post calorie information for items on their menus. Can you elaborate on which restaurants will be affected by the new law and what information consumers can expect to see?
Sure, Kathy. Right now, we do have some restaurants who voluntarily label some of their items or all of their items with their calorie contents. And there also have been some states and some local governments who have made calorie labeling mandatory as well. But this law would affect all U.S. chain restaurants across the United States. And the law defines chain restaurants as those with 20 or more locations that use the same name and offer basically the same menu items. And for each of these standard menu items, the number of calories will have to be listed on the menu. And if a restaurant didn't use a menu, instead used a menu board, then those menu boards would have the calorie numbers on it as well. Calorie information would also have to be presented for foods that you serve yourself, such as like salad bars or a buffet, or even the drinks that you get for yourself. They would need to post their calorie contents. Also, the menu and menu boards would include two statements. One would be about the suggested daily intake of calories to provide a context for consumers as they try to compare the items they're selecting with what their calorie needs are for the day. The other would let consumers know that additional nutrition information is available from the restaurant upon request.
Labeling of packaged foods has been mandatory since 1994. So what have studies shown about how consumers responded to that source of information?
Well, the studies show that nutrition labeling on packaged foods has helped consumers become more nutritionally aware and increase their nutrition knowledge. The awareness, however, doesn't always translate into dietary changes, and it can affect different nutrients differently. Another ERS study looked at this and found that people who reported using the nutrition facts label, that label on the back of the products, they had higher fiber and iron intakes than those who rarely looked at that information. But the study found that there was no evidence that those same people cut back on their intakes of calories, saturated fat, or cholesterol.
So restaurant labeling obviously might affect consumer food choices, but would posting calories on menus also encourage restaurants to offer lighter foods, lighter meals?
Well, this is what we saw happen with packaged foods. When the legislation allowed them to carry nutrition information and health claims, many manufacturers did reformulate some of their products, and they were trying to appeal to health-conscious consumers, so they would go back and do some reformulation and come up with products that had higher calcium levels or higher fiber products, again, trying to appeal to the health-conscious consumers. For example, when trans fat labeling became mandatory, many food companies reformulated their cookies and crackers, and they wanted to be able to offer no trans fat cookies and crackers. Public health advocates hope that the calorie labeling will encourage restaurants to offer lighter options. Of course, the next important step is whether consumers will order those items or not.
Now, in your article, you discuss that how and where the calorie content is provided may be just as important as what the information says. Can you briefly discuss what studies have found out about information placement?
Studies have shown that providing a context or reference point is important for consumers. If you look at that 300 calorie item or that 700 calorie item, it's hard for consumers to know how that fits into their daily calorie intake. They don't know what they should be targeting for. So the new law does require that there is that statement about what the suggested daily intake should be. And this way consumers can relate the menu items to their overall calorie needs. Some studies have found that making lower calorie options more prominent or more easily ordered increases the likelihood that that item will be selected. In a British experiment, they found that fewer restaurant patrons chose the dishes that were labeled low fat. So it's a little bit up in the air and varies consumer to consumer. Won't be really known until we're doing it in the marketplace.
Well, Rosanna, I've really enjoyed talking with you about your research. If you want to learn more about restaurant calorie labeling, you'll find the article in the March issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. This has been a podcast of USDA's Economic Research Service. Thank you for listening.